He's the center of it all. He's always there. I think we can rejoice in that this morning. Amen. I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 27. There's a few verses I'd like to read. Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 27. Then Jesus departed from there. Two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." And he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it." But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country. According to your faith. That's what I've entitled the message this morning. According to your faith. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? According to your faith, let it be to you. Now, I could have gone and taken a sermon that I thought would be appropriate the day after Christmas, even though it's 2 days after Christmas. But I believe that as I was sitting pondering on this whole issue, God said, the new year's coming. According to your faith, you can do it. The word that came this morning just confirmed that. 2016, according to your faith, you can achieve it. Think about it. We all set out with great resolutions. I resolve to do this. I resolve to do that. But this morning I'm asking you, have you asked God if that's going to be what He wants? Will you be able to stand? Will your faith be able to stand the test? That whatever you resolve to do, to be able to achieve it. Many have a misunderstanding about faith. Faith does not save anyone. Christ's righteousness, provided by God's grace, saves us. In Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 9, it declares this: "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not, this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Faith does not keep anyone. The omnipotence of God does that. The Holy Spirit, not our faith, is a great agent in keeping us. Our faith is the instrument through which God acts and works. In Romans 12:6, we read that God gives a measure of faith to every believer to walk by faith and will carry out, who carries out the will of God. Our stewardship is a balanced response to God's blessing. Likewise, God's opportunities and blessings are a balanced response to our faith. God wants to bless you. Therefore, what type of response do you have? How do you believe it is going to be the total result or a partial result? What do you want? The cardinal rule of faith is, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to how much you believe it can be done, let it be done. This is the evidence in the healing of the two blind men. Jesus said to him, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And today I want to ask you that same question. Do you believe that Jesus is able to fulfill, to sustain you through 2016? They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be done." How much faith do you have today? We face 2016 with all the negatives and everything else that's negative in the world. But there's one positive in your and my life today, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is faith? What is faith? For many of us, we've heard this so often. Why is he going through this? Folk, I believe that we need to understand this whole issue as we face a new year. We need to walk out in faith. We need to get out of the boat of comfort, of complacency, of whatever it is. Get out of it and start walking according to what God wants us to walk. But what is faith? Jesus said to him, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this? According to your faith, be it done to you." Hebrews 11:1 says, you know it. Let's hear it. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is a hand outstretched to receive the gift of God. I spoke on Christmas Day about the seven gifts that God has given us through Mary. He gave Mary seven gifts, but he was giving it to you and I. Do we believe that we've received those gifts? Have you received those gifts from God? Faith is the eye that looks into the unseen beyond man's reason. We look at 2016, it's unseen. We cannot see beyond every moment now. But I tell you what, when you walk out of that door, you're walking into a new day, every day of your life. Faith is a heart's response to the call of God. Faith is soul's reliance on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:6 says this, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He is the rewarder of those who seek Him." I want us to notice the two blind men, they followed Jesus. Now if Peter, the gentleman who's in our master's class, was here, he'd make big jokes about it. This man walks around with a dog that leads him. He's blind. And he'd say, "Yes, I follow Jesus." We're probably asking, how could these two blind men in those days, they didn't have dogs, follow Jesus? But let me tell you, you don't need a dog to follow. You don't need to be able to see to follow Jesus. You see, seeing with your eyes, you don't need seeing eyes. But what you feel in your heart, that's what makes you follow Jesus. When Jesus came into the house, the blind men came to him and Jesus asked them if they believe he could do this. And they said, "Yes." We all say yes, but do we believe it? You know what Jesus could do? They knew what Jesus could do and they went to him. When they left there, they were able to see because they believed that they would be able to see. Do you believe that Jesus is able to do something for you? Do you believe that Jesus is able to do something for you? Folk, I believe that that's where we need to be at. Know that Jesus can. Do you believe that he's able to save those lost souls in your family and friends? God's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think by his power, by his grace, and by his mercy. He is able to do it. There's a lot of people here who might say, yes, I believe in him. But I wonder, do they really believe? He said to the blind men, according to your faith, be it unto you. We have faith. God is the answer and the power. Our faith is the key to a motor. When you get into your motor car, okay, some of you are lucky. You might have a motor car where you get in, you just press a button, but the key's in your pocket. Okay, some of us still have to put the key in and turn the key to start that motor. And I want to say this to you, if we have that, if you have it, then God can turn it on and use it through his grace and mercy. He can use your faith. In Hebrews 11, 8 through 12, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he is looking forward to the city that has foundations, though whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. You see, folk, because of faith, Abraham was able to see and or receive the promises of God. Concerning Abraham's faith in Romans 4, verse 18 to 22, declares this, in hope he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations as he had been told. So shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old. Or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But folk, I want to ask another question this morning, and I believe it's an important one. How is faith limited? Do we limit our faith? Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done to you. Jesus allows us to choose. We can choose the limits we put on faith. We can choose the limits we put on the promises of God. We can choose the limits that we put on the blessings in our lives. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done to you. God works according to our faith, not according to our account balance in our checkbook, the opinion of our peers, or what we feel our capacity or abilities are. God works according to your faith, none of the other. You see, Israel's lack of walk, by faith limited God's blessings for them. Let's go to Psalm 78, verse 22. They did not believe in God and did not trust His saving power. In 78, verse 40 and 43, how often they provoked Him in the wilderness and grieved Him in the desert. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember His power, the day when He redeemed them from the enemy, when He worked His sign in Egypt and His wonders in the fields of Zion. You know, folk, the African Impala can jump over, jump to a height of over 3 meters and cover a distance of about 9 meters in one leap. Yet these magnificent creatures can be kept in an enclosure in a zoo with only a 1.8 meter wall between them and freedom. You see, the animal will not jump where they cannot see where their feet will land. So if they can see through the fence, they'll jump over because they know they're going to land on something else over there. But if you've got a wall between them and their freedom, they won't jump over it. They stay caged up because they walk by sight. Faith is the ability to trust what we cannot see. Without faith, we confine ourselves to a flimsy cage, the flimsy cages of life. Because we cannot see what the future holds, I won't go down that road. But God's saying, go down there. Go down there. You say, whoa. Come on. You know what? That's too far. Or, you know, I'll get there and I don't have finances. Or, what's going to happen when I get halfway? My wife starts longing for the family back in South Africa. Folk, it's not the way we do it. If we're going to do something, we're facing 2016, let's face it in faith and say, Father, let me walk that narrow path that You want me to walk. Let me walk as You desired me to walk. See, if we're going to limit God by our comprehension, we stop walking with God by faith. Because my mind says that's unsafe. Right there where Fred is sitting in them, that's a canyon, man. I'm not going to get through that. That's a Grand Canyon. How am I going to get through that? You know what? We walk knowing that God can, we'll walk over it. I believe it. Nothing is too great for God. Nothing. There is no limit to what God's power, to God's power and ability. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Great things can happen. Greater things than what we even know can happen if we walk by faith. But the demonstration and the exercise of that power and ability is limited by our faith. This is very clearly demonstrated during Christ's earthly ministry by the people of Nazareth. In Matthew 13:58 it says, and He did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. The people of Nazareth tied the omnipotent hands of Christ, the Lord Almighty. The people actually spiritually bound the hands of Jesus. And I want to ask you today, is that what you are doing? Because if that's what you're doing, you're limiting the work that God wants to do in and through you and for you. It wasn't that Jesus didn't have power. He demonstrated his power in the miracles he performed elsewhere. The unbelief limited God. Are we limiting God in our life or in the church? Folk, I want to ask you a challenging question this morning. Do you think that in 2008 we can fill this auditorium and the gallery as well? 2016, sorry. Do you think we can do that? Who agrees? Who agrees? Trevor doesn't agree. By faith, my brother. It's by faith we can do it. God said we are strategically situated. Why? Because we can do what He wants us to do. We can achieve. We can become a people of power. We can become a church that's going to make a difference in this town. This town can change for God. Are you going to limit God in your 2016 expectations, Stacy? God has great expectations for you and I. Let's not limit Him in that. How is faith rewarded? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Faith is to believe that what we do not see. Believe that it's there. You don't see it, but believe that it's there. And the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. Folk, if you are hoping for a new car, argument, it is your hope, your faith, you believing it's going to come. But when it's there, there is no hope. You don't need faith anymore. All right? But this is what we need to realize. We need to look beyond. We need to move beyond. We need to see this place filled up and hope and believe and know that God will do it. We just need to obey the call. Pauline, that means we're going to go door to door. We're going to let Krugersdorp know that this church believes in God. The Roman centurion came on behalf of his paralyzed servant, seeking Christ's healing power. And in Matthew 8:13 we read, and to the centurion Jesus said, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. What did that centurion do? He said, if I say to a man, go, he goes. And he said to the Lord, if you say to me, my servant's healed, he is healed. And folk, are we saying that today, that we believe in faith that God will fill this place? Are we saying that about our expectations for 2016? Faith's reward is proportionate to our faith. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Matthew 17:19-20. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? And Jesus said to them, because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like the grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. When we depend on organizations, we get what organizations can do. When we depend on our preaching, we get what our preaching can do. When we depend on money, we get what money can do. When we depend on education, we get what education can do. But most importantly of all, that we need to understand, is when we depend on prayer, we get what God can do for you and I. And that's what we all need. All that we need is what God can do for you and I. So I conclude this morning. I want to tell you a story of the 19th British minister, George Mueller. One day he was looking down in the streets of Bristol, England, and he saw hundreds of homeless children. He was so moved by God with concern for them that he decided that something had to be done. But you know what? He only had 2 cents in his pocket. But he decided to start an orphanage. And in 60 years, beginning with 2 cents, George Mueller took care of 10,000 orphans. He looked out and saw homeless children, and he could have said, but I don't have any money. There is no way to care for them, to meet their needs, to buy food. Instead, he looked out and he said, therefore, I will reach out and help them. Moreover, God blessed his efforts in a mighty way. He was an amazing man of faith, supporting his orphans entirely through prayer. He never asked anyone for a contribution, but simply prayed to God about his circumstances and the needs of the orphans he cared for. Someone once observed, it looks like a hand-to-mouth proposition. And Mueller responded, yes, it is. It is God's hand to my mouth. He refused to limit God, and God rewarded his faith with more than 30,000 recorded answers to prayer. That's faith, folk. I believe that's where we need to be at. I believe this church is an awesome church. We are awesome people. We serve an awesome God. It's time for us to step out in faith. It's time to believe that all things are possible. And it's not too hard to trust God for them. Do you believe that all things are possible? Do you believe that you can do all things through Christ? Do you believe that He can really heal the sick? Come on, folk, do we really believe that? Do we really believe that He can change your circumstances? I want to tell you what, those blind men, they walked out seeing because they believed. But if you and I could see Jesus through the eyes of faith, we can also get our healing from Him. Why? Because you are of a royal priesthood. You're more than conquerors, empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are heirs with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. You want to continue to be to empower this community. Always see your work through the eyes of faith. That's what we need to do. See our work in 2016 through the eyes of faith. Because Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. Let us stand together. Father, according to our faith, let it be it unto us. Father, forgive us for our unbelief. Father, forgive us for our shortcomings that so often doubt sets in. We've allowed doubt to set in. But gracious Father, today might we begin to walk in faith, that as the new year comes, we might walk into the new year in faith with great confidence, knowing that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will sustain us, that you will bring us together, that you will grow this church, that you will grow us as people in this church, as a family, that we will be growing love and fervent, flourish in faith. So, Father, might we begin to do from this day forward that which you have called each and every one of us to do. Father, let us step out in faith, empowered by your Holy Spirit. We ask it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.